guys.
Very player intro. He took the time and run through the kind of thing. He just kind of walked, took it all in. Mm-hmm. Can you just share with us your emotion to kind of go through your mind at that moment?
Yeah, I just wanted to suck it all in, man. take my time with it. It's like, you know how when you have something really good to eat, it's really good to you, and you don't want to eat it really quick, you know, so you take your time and you just nibble on it a little bit. That's kind of how I felt. It's going to be my last time running out here in the Coliseum, getting a chance to run out there in that smoke. And so I just want to take my time, you know, and, you know, hear all the cheering and, you know, all the fans yelling, man. That was pretty special. Yeah, I had to. I tried to just, you know, go through my regular routine all day. Try not to think too much about it, even though that's impossible to do. But I needed to just go through the normal routine so I didn't get, you know, too amped up, you know, too emotional about the whole deal. I guess it had to end like that, right? You know, it was a little much for me. You know, I would have rather it have been a lopsided victory and we blew them out, but... You know, that's the way it goes sometimes. But it's good for it to be this night, you know, a night where, you know, it's my last game in the Coliseum to have the dramatics, but come out with the win.
You wind up in the slot, though. I'm sure you're hoping you
scored the game to find the end zone. Yeah, I did, man. I'm really upset, though, you know, because my stats don't really look too good now. You know, I'm negative 3 yards in the rushing department. Nobody wants to go out with negative 3 yards rushing.
How much you want to
throw the ball on that play? I wanted to, but they played it as well as you can play it. They had a guy sitting back there on Derek. And what would I have looked like if I would have threw an interception? That wouldn't have been a good deal. We had one play. They just told me to stay ready. There was some situations throughout the game, you know, where they wanted to try to get me in there. But we weren't getting what we wanted, and so I wasn't able to get in.
Hey, Dez.
that was great, you know, just to be able to you know, show my appreciation to them. You know, the way they responded today, you know, when I came out there in the stadium, man, it was really great. So it was just a chance for me to, you know, say how much I appreciated them.
Oh, Quinn.
Yep. Well, you know what happens in a situation like this where, you know, you have myself who's retiring. You know, it kind of becomes, you know, let's get the game for C. Wood. Let's win this one for Charles. But what I wanted them to understand is that's all well and good, but at the same time, it's about the team. It's about us going out there collectively, you know, trying to get a win. And don't go out there and, you know, try to win it so much for me as you go out there and try to win it for this team. So that was
basically the message I was trying to get across.
The best player in the NFL is my dad.
We won't argue with that.
Charles, how satisfying is it to not only start the end of your career, but to begin with the Pro
Bowl? Oh, man, it was great. You know, when the process was – when I was going through the process leaving Green Bay – you know, actually, Oakland wasn't even really on my radar. And I remember getting text from Zach Crockett. And Zach was like, man, come on home. And, you know, as I began to go through the process, it started to become a reality. And I was able to come back here. And it was awesome to come back. It was awesome to be received, you know, by the fans the way that I was. And to have this particular year, you know, this being my last year and being able to make the Pro Bowl, it really is a big deal, you know, because I feel like I'm going out the way I came in.
You guys all set? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Say Merry Christmas. Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
My man.